He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Here inside. Hi, friends. Good evening. Welcome to Swickley Academy. My goodness, the technical difficulties are real here. This evening, Nate Rigotti alongside Sean Saputo getting on the air late. Apologize for that. As starting lineups being introduced, Sean, tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, the people you know, the people you can trust. Also brought to you by Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By the Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Jared Hoffman Realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Sean here for the Class 2A boys basketball matchup. The basketball playoffs on WJPA being presented by our friends at the Observer Reporter. The Bentworth Bearcats won their play-in game to have the right to take on the number 2 overall seed Swickley Academy Panthers. Sean, why don't you give us the starting lineups as they're getting introduced onto the floor?
Yeah, let's start with the Bentworth Bearcats. It will be junior 5A guard number 10 Ryan Mosner, followed by number 12 Christopher Harper, a 5'10 junior guard. Benjamin Hayes wears number 22. He's a 6-foot junior guard. Lucas Burt, a senior 6'2" forward, wears number 24. And then Ross Skirbitz, a 6'2" senior forward for Bentworth. Ryan Mosner, Christopher Harper, Benjamin Hayes, Lucas Burt, and Ross Skirbitz for Bentworth Bearcats, led by head coach Bob Kennedy. For the Swickley Academy Panthers, you will see number 2, Caden Battles, a 5'8" junior guard. Amari Spencer, 6'2" junior forward, wears number 3. Number 4, Lucas Grimsley, 6'2" junior forward. Nolan Donnelly, a 6'2" forward center, wears number 33. And then number 50, the big man, the 6'8" freshman center, Mamadou Kane. Panthers led by head coach Mike Ayuzolino. It'll be Kane in the circle, taking the opening tip against Burt. We're underway from Swickley Academy. Panthers, the 2 seed in Class 2A boys bracket. Swickley Academy with the basketball top of the perimeter, going off to the right wing now, holding the ball, Spencer. Spencer goes back to the top of the key with Battles. Battles motions it back to the far side perimeter, and we're going to get our first penalty of the quarter. Comes 22 seconds in, and it's going to be called against Lucas Burke, his first team foul. And just getting in a battle inside with Mamadou Kane, the 6'8" freshman. He'll take the inbound pass. This Kane goes up, double teamed. Hook shot goes down for Kane, and Swickley Academy first to strike. Christopher Harper, leading scorer for the Bearcats, runs the offense, gets it off to the near side wing. Going left to right is Bentworth in the road blacks with the yellow numerals. Baseline now, looking to go up against Mamadou Kane, kicking it out. Free throw jumper no good, and Spencer comes in to collect the rebound for the Panthers. Going right to left in the home whites. Up the middle. Tripling and traveling, our first turnover of the game as Battles lost his footing as he crossed inside the free throw line. 56 seconds elapsed in this opening quarter, and it's 2-0 Swickley Academy. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. Here comes Bentworth. Ryan Mosner leading the offense, brings it ahead to the right wing perimeter. Looking to drive is Burke, but pulled back by Kane. Ball on the floor, battle for, and a tie-up. Possession arrow stays with Bentworth. Bentworth to inline, inbound on the baseline. Gets it in. Three-point attempt on the near wing. That one no good. Ball on the floor. Rebounded by Bentworth and Ben Hayes.
Now, Bentworth's going to win this game today. They're going to have to make those open threes.
Bentworth finished 7-7 in conference play this year. 11-10. Baseline drive. That layup no good. And Mamadou Kane gets the rebound.
Yeah, Donnelly blocked that one along the baseline.
Pass inside. Stolen away. Beautiful steal by Lucas Burt. And now the transition ahead for Bentworth. And ball out of bounds, and Swickley Academy will take over after the first Bentworth turnover. 6:23 to go in this opening quarter. Still 2-0 Panthers.
That full court pressure creating an issue there for Bentworth.
Across the timeline, Battles and Spencer on the high right wing. Again, going right to left on your dial are the Panthers. With it now, Grimsley. Grimsley drives and kicks. Baseline drive for Spencer. Kicks it back out to Battles on the wing. Inside to Kane on the left elbow. Drives the lane. Misses the layup. Gets his own rebound. Goes up with the left hand and lays it in. 4 points for Mamadou Kane, and it's 4-0 Panthers.
Boy, that's just so hard to defend. He stands at 6'8", goes up there, gets those big rebounds, and just drops it back in.
Mosner around to the far side corner now. Back around to the near side wing. And now Mosner holds it. Mosner on the right wing perimeter. Bounce pass over to Harper. Harper on the left wing side now. Looks to dribble around the perimeter. Gets it back. Near side corner, Burt. Guarded man-to-man by Kane. Goes back to Mosner. Mosner, no dribble drive. 2-3 zone for the Panthers. But they're switching into a man. Looking to drive is Harper. Harper gets inside. Throws up a shot. That one's blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was Donnelly with the block and the dead ball rebound to Bentworth with 5:18 on the first quarter clock.
Great defense so far by Donnelly along the baseline for Swickley Academy.
Skirbitz triggers the inbound, gets it to Harper.
Bentworth just does not have the size to try to penetrate. They're going to have to shoot from outside.
Looking to drive. Right, left-hand layup, no good. Mamadou Kane gets the rebound, and here comes Kane. Stops in front of the timeline, loses it on the floor, and turns the basketball over. One thing Bentworth doing well, though, causing turnovers. That's three for Swickley Academy in the first 2:56.
And that's the junior Chris Harper over there on the far sideline, able to knock that ball away and make it go off of Duke's, or our Mamadou's, Mamadou Kane.
Mamadou
there we go.
Kane.
Kane's leg.
Ross Skirbitz loses the basketball on the floor, poked away by Donnelly, who gets the steal. Landed in the hands of Kane, and now it's Battles. Battles stands just outside the half-court circle with 4:45 on the first quarter clock and a 4-0 lead. Battles goes over to Spencer on the right wing. Back to the top where Grimsley sends it back to Battles' left wing. Inside to Kane. Kane dribbles through the double team but is tripped up on the floor. And that's going to be on Ross Skirbitz, his first foul. Second team foul for Bentworth with 4:33 to go. Baseline inbound for the Panthers. Spencer triggers the inbound. He'll get it in to Grimsley. Three-pointer from the near corner goes down. Lucas Grimsley with the triple, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Panthers.
Pretty shot by the junior Grimsley.
Mosner brings the ball across the timeline with 4:20, loses it on the floor, regathers the dribble, keeps the dribble going, and then gets the pass off, but stolen away by Spencer.
Things just got sloppy there when he lost the dribble and didn't have a good pass.
Battle slow to bring it across the timeline as we reach the midway point of the opening quarter. Near side wing, Spencer. Spencer around the perimeter to Battles. Battles goes to the corner. Grimsley, he drives. Pull-up jumper from 14, no good. And the rebound inside by Burt. And Burt quickly triggers the ball ahead to Harper. Harper, bounce pass. Lost it on the floor, did Hayes, and regroups atop the perimeter.
Had the two-on-one, just tried to rush it.
Burt finds Hayes. Hayes averages 15.4 a game, just 0.1 behind the leading scorer, Harper. Near side wing now, Burt, and now into the corner. All the way back around the perimeter. Held by Harper. Harper looks to roam around the perimeter. Gets inside and bounces it off to Skirbitz. Skirbitz throws it into the backcourt. Stolen away by Grimsley. And Grimsley lays it in with the soft little dunk by Grimsley. He's got five and it's 9-0.
We're over halfway through the first quarter and Bentworth doesn't have a point.
3:10 to go. And still waiting to check in right now at the scorer's table is another 6'8" player for the Panthers. Inside pass, layup finally goes down. Ben Hayes on the assist from Harper, 9-2.
There it is, nice finish. That was a contested shot from the right block.
Battles across the timeline, 2:50 to go. Subs waiting for both teams, one apiece. Battles to the left wing, drops it off. Donnelly drives, stops. In the interior, back to Grimsley, goes up, floats it to Kane. Kane lays it off the left side of the glass. He's got six, and it's 11-2. Quickly ahead comes Bentworth. Hayes pulls back, loses it on the floor. Ball on the floor and out of bounds, and it will go to Swickley Academy. Fourth Bentworth turnover, and our first substitutions as Dylan Colbert checks in for Bentworth. And Adam Ikamba, the 6'8 sophomore, checks in for Swickley Academy, as well as number one, Connor Tull, the freshman guard.
Some serious height on this Swickley Academy team. Big matchup there with Colbert.
As if Mamadou Kane hasn't already been an issue. Now you put another 6'8 player right next to him on the low blocks. Battles gets it around. Inside to Kane. Kane trying to dish it out. Gets around the defender, floats up a shot, and he's got 8 points, 13-2, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Mosner, man-to-man, guarded by Tull, gets the pass off, bounce pass back to Mosner. Mosner loses on the floor, stripped by Kane, and here comes Kane. Slows up the dribble just a little bit, goes inside, Euro step, left hand, right hand, excuse me, off the glass, double figures for Kane in the first quarter. 15-2 as Bentworth looks the push. It's Colbert. Drops it back. And we'll get a travel on a hard drive by Burt, who went right into the chest. And with that, we'll take a quick break. 1:36 to go, first quarter. 15-2, Swickley Academy on the on WJPA and 1450.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Out of the timeout, Swickley Academy with the basketball. It's Ikamba who misses the layup. Rebound collected. Still battling through and lays it in. Adam Ikamba with the rebound and the putback, and it's 17-2.
Doesn't even draw the foul because he's so much taller than everybody else on the floor.
Step back jumper by Hayes just inside the free throw line. No good. Ball on the floor. Rebound by Spencer. And now Battles slowly bringing the basketball ahead. Under a minute to go, opening quarter, 17-2, Swickley Academy. Spencer gets it off, Tall three-pointer, off the glass, off the rim, back off the rim again. Offensive putback goes down for Swickley Academy. And with 44.5 to go, we'll take another quick break here on WJPA AM 1450.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
35.8 to go in another Bentworth turnover. Seven turnovers in the opening quarter for the Bearcats, trailing 19-2. And this looking like it would be the final possession of the first quarter. Swickley Academy with the basketball. Tull has it, and back to Battles in the half-court circle. Brings it up towards the near side wing. Spencer. Spencer just in front of our table here on the near sideline. Now Battles. Battles pulls back. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter, and now the play call set to be run. Battles looks to drive. Stops on a dime inside the lane. Dishes it out to Spencer. 4 seconds. Over to Tull. Tull. Look to go inside, stolen, and that's going to do it. 19-2, Swickley Academy holds the lead at the end of one here on WJPA AM 1450.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Sean Saputo, Nate Rigotti, here with you from Swickley Academy on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Second quarter underway. Swickley Academy with the basketball. There was a tie-up in the opening quarter. Tull opens with a right-wing three off back iron and then hit the shot clock atop the basket. And dead ball rebound for the Bearcats.
Yeah, this gymnasium is equipped for college sports.
It's a beautiful gymnasium. As we get a drive, Hayes stops in the lane. He is swatted by Ikamba.
Goodness.
Ball on the floor. Hayes dishes it away. But great job by Skirbitz to get the rebound. Bentworth with it in the corner. Now back to the top. Harper goes around to Hayes and sets it up to Mosner. 19-2 is the deficit for Bentworth with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Around. Bounce pass into the block. Looking to go up, kick out. Looking to drive, Burt. Burt throws up a shot, and he travels in the process. 8 turnovers now for the Bearcats with 7:06 to go in the half.
Just having a hard time taking care of the basketball. You got a lot of guys playing great defense and long wingspans knocking the ball away and making it hard to pass.
1 minute through quarter number two. And Swickley Academy with the basketball. Tall on the left wing. Gets it inside. Ikamba lays it up, but he travels. 5th turnover by Swickley Academy. So not the cleanest on both ends in terms of turnovers, but Swickley Academy's been able to hit shots where Bentworth just is struggling to get shots up.
Full court pressure has been a problem for the Bearcats, too.
They break at this time. Hayes stops on a dime on the left block and pulls it back to the perimeter. Skirbitz loses the handle briefly, and Harper now retreats back to the circle. Mosner with it. Mosner looks inside, goes around, and regroups with Skirbitz. Near corner now, Battles. Harper inside, layup. Hayes no good, and Ikamba gets the rebound.
Got to finish on those bunnies.
Head with it is Steals. Pull-up jumper from right on top of the perimeter, and the first 3 points of the second quarter belong to Swickley Academy. It's a 20-point game.
Boy, that was pretty. Nothing but net from the top of the key.
Harper looking around. Height advantage vastly in favor of Swickley Academy. Inside Harper. Harper in the corner. Regroups. Back to Burt. Burton Hayes pitch and catch on the left wing. Back to the inside and another block. This time it's Steeles who gets the block and rebounded by Southall.
Panthers slowing things down here too on offense. Bentworth just does not have the capability to keep up with them. They have to get back on defense.
Grimsley finds Tull. Tull around the perimeter. Back around. Wide open. Grimsley. Corner triple and nothing but net. Grimsley with 8 points. And it's 25-2.
Oh my goodness.
Bentworth tries to get a quick bucket. Mosner can't get it. Gets his own offensive rebound. Trapped amongst three trees and retreats back. He's in the corner. And we'll get a foul called, and it's going to be on Ikamba. We'll take a quick break, 25-2. Swickley Academy, WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Bentworth triggers the inbound, and Harper has it. 4:50 to go in the first half, trailing 25-2, and there's a turnover off the hands of Mosner, and then Mosner pokes it away, so back-to-back steals on each side. Mosner lost it into the hands of Ikamba, and then he got it right back. Floater by Mosner, no good, and rebounded inside by the big man, Kane. Steals ahead, pulls back, play call set at 4:25. Inside pass to Kane. Kane looks, dishes out, steals for three. Back iron, no. And inside position for Burt to get the rebound.
Here I think Ikamba kind of backed off on that one.
Probably too many over-the-back calls this year. Three-pointer. That one goes down. Go. A triple for Ross Skirbitz. And it's 25-5. Hayes picks up the assist. 3:55 to go. 20-point game. Steals. Looks to drive. Gets a screen from Ikamba. Gets to the elbow. Bounce pass to the left block. Double team on Ikamba. Throws it off the ground and loses it. Turnover stolen by Burt. And ahead with it. Wide open. Harper lays it up and in. A little 5-0 run and a timeout called by Swickley Academy. We'll take one as well on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
25-7, Swickley Academy with the basketball. A little 5-0 run by Bentworth has trimmed the deficit from 23-18. 25-7 the score. Swickley Academy dishing in and out. Battles with it atop the perimeter. Comes over to Grimsley. He has a pair of triples in this game. 8 points. Bounce pass inside. Turnaround. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Put back goes down. Nolan Donnelly. And it's 27-7. Chris Harper, again the leading scorer for Bentworth, averaging 15.5 per game. Gets it over to the near side, Hayes, second leading scorer for the Bearcats. Back across to Mosner atop the perimeter. Mosner retreats back to Hayes, and now Harper shoots a corner three. He gets that one to go down. 5 straight points for Christopher Harper, and it's 27-10.
Well, Bentworth not going away. Shooting well from beyond the arc.
Battles. finds Grimsley. He thought about a three, passed up on him. Gets to the near corner, Tull inside, layup good. Donnelly again, and it's 29-10.
It's been really hard to defend inside for Bentworth. They just don't have the size. Donnelly takes another one to the rim.
2:05 to go, first half. Ball on the near side wing, back to the top. Harper and Hayes, pitch and catch, screen. Gets it over to Mosner. Mosner, guarded by Tull, gets around him momentarily. Looking to drop it back off to Harper, does so. Now a regroup, back around to the wing. Hayes on the corner, far side of the court. And now dribbling around Colbert. He looks to drive right lane. He misses the layup, no good, and Kane gets the rebound.
I think that one partially blocked by Grimsley.
Looked like Grimsley did, in fact, get a piece of that. Half circle now for Battles. Battles calling for the movement. Steps up. Grimsley, pitch and catch on the wings. Back inside to Kane. Kane looks down low. Kane at the foul line. Spins. Turnaround. Jumper goes down for the big man. That is 12 for Mamadou Kane.
Fun to watch him, and that's just his first field goal of this second quarter.
10 in the first. For Kane, adds that one. 60 seconds to go, first half. 31-10 Panthers. Baseline drive, pullback, and a dish. Skirbitz, guarded man-to-man. Falls on the floor, throws it out of bounds. And what's been a cleaner quarter in terms of turnovers for Bentworth, has one with 51.3 to go. Substitutions as Spencer and Jamir Guyton enter for Swickley Academy. And we got a bloody nose for Skirbitz. He'll have to come out. And substitution is Burt checks in.
Now in for Bentworth, number 24, Lucas Burt.
Inbound for Swickley Academy. The clock hits 45 seconds to go, first half. Stopping his Battles, getting it over to Spencer. Spencer. Back around Donnelly, and now Battles on the near side wing. Gets a screen from Kane. Drives inside. Throws up a floater, and that one goes down for Caden Battles. His first 2 points. Half a minute to go. It's 33-10. Mosner across the timeline. Passes it off to Hayes on the left wing. Thought about going inside, did Colbert, but passed it back out to the perimeter. Colbert now in the corner. Regroups with Hayes and now Mosner. 10 seconds to go for the Bearcats. Mosner looks to drive. Kicks it off. Harper. Harper with four on the clock. He's going to have to drive. He gets past the defender. Throws up a floater. Lays it off the glass for the buzzer beater. And at the half, the score reads Swickley Academy 33, Bentworth 12 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. We're at the half. I'm Sean Saputo, Nate Rigotti alongside me. And it's 33-12 in favor of Swickley Academy at the break, and much in large part due to Mamadou Kane's 12.5 rebound performance in that opening 16.
Oh my goodness, he's just so much fun to watch. At 6'8", smooth underneath the rim, has a couple of hook shots in this one. He's been tough to defend for Bentworth. He's not been fun to watch if you're a Bearcat fan. But boy, if you're a basketball fan, my goodness, I could watch him play all day long. It's been a lot of fun to see him out there. Bentworth just having a hard time defending him. This is someone who is not afraid to put up the shots and runs up the score quite a lot.
Lucas Grimsley followed with 8 points, 4 points from Nolan Donnelly, 3 points from Drew Steeles, and then 2 points from the trio of Caden Battles, Adam Ikamba, and Rob Southall. On the flip side, Bentworth got a little boost in that second quarter thanks to leading scorer Chris Harper. He has 7 points in the quarter to lead all Bearcats in the first half. 3 points from Ross Skirbitz and 2 from Ben Hayes. And just a big second quarter for Christopher Harper, helping Bentworth kind of just put a little salt in the wound that started, because it was getting ugly pretty quick at 22-2.
Yeah, that nice little run there and good second quarter by Harper really kept this thing from getting completely out of hand. I mean, we were talking about getting close to mercy rule just 2-3 minutes into the second quarter. But because that little run they put together, Harper stepping up there in the second quarter, able to avoid that. For right now, going to take some more work to avoid that. I mean, this is a very good Swickley Academy team. Do not get me wrong. I mean, this number 2 overall seed, even the Swickley Academy fans were saying, who was number 1 over? How can somebody be number 1 over us? Greensburg Central Catholic, the number 1 seed in this bracket. Winner of this game moves on to play the winner of the 7-10 game, Chartiers Houston and Shenango. That game happening right now at Chartiers Houston. Don't have an update for you at the current moment, but man, really good Swickley Academy team. If you're Bentworth, I think you're just trying to put something together. They didn't even head to the locker room here at halftime. They stayed right out here on the bench, on the floor. Not worth the hassle to go downstairs into the locker rooms. Beautiful facility here, by the way, at Swickley Academy. Gorgeous gymnasium. Great facilities, and just thanks to the whole crew here at Swickley for getting us set up.
Take a look at the bracket in Class 2A, a 21-team fiesta in Class 2A this year. Pigtail games happened on Thursday last week. Greensburg Central Catholic, as Nate mentioned, the top seed facing Laurel tonight. The winner of that game will face the winner of Union and Fort Cherry. Then the 8-9 matchup, the 4-13 matchup is Neshanic versus Winchester Thurston. Winner of that game will face the winner of number 5 Northgate and number 21 Springdale. On this side, of course, we have on the top right-hand side Swickley Academy and Bentworth, 33-12 at the break. Shar Houston and Shenango, as Nate mentioned, the 7-10 matchup. Winner of this one faces the winner of that. Number 3, Jeanette, will face number 19, Brentwood, tonight. And then Osh, the number 6 seed, placing Clareton, the number 11 seed, your Class 2A bracket. And the championship game will take place at the Peterson Event Center on Friday, February 28th at 5 p.m. After these matchups, Thursday will be the quarterfinal, sites and time to be determined.
Bunch of games still to be played here just early on in these WPIL playoffs. We have a whole list of coverage for you. We have a broadcast every night the rest of the week over on WJPA FM 95.3 and online, also video on the NFHS Network. Number 9, Fort Cherry, at number 8, Union. Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely have that call for you up there from Lawrence County. Tomorrow night we'll have 5A boys first round as number 11 Penn Hills visits number 6 Peters Township, and then I'll be headed up to Fort Cherry, the Rangers hosting number 12 California in a Washington County game. That game tomorrow night on WJPA AM 1450. On Wednesday night, 5A girls quarterfinals. TJ is at Penn Trafford versus Penn Trafford, I should say. The girls quarterfinals, Peters takes on Indiana. We'll have that doubleheader for you from Norwin here on WJPA AM 1450 on Wednesday night. On Thursday, 6A girls quarterfinals, Butler at Canad Mac, And on Saturday, all kind of wrestling going on. We'll have the AAA individuals and the AA individuals. AAA will be on 95, or will be on 1450 AM. The AA wrestling will be internet broadcast only. By the way, if Fort Cherry or Bentworth would win today, they go to Thursday, as would Chartiers Houston. We're not doing that game tonight. Our friends over the Lawrence County Sports Network have that game, but I'm sure we'll try to pick up the Bucks taking on Swickley Academy on Thursday if they would win. And all of our winners from Tuesday go to Friday. So still all kind of potential for more broadcasts for you here.
It's one of the busiest times in the calendar year. This two-week stretch in the WPIL in February, you have 12 basketball tournaments going on, classes 1 through 6A on the girls and boys side. You mentioned it, wrestling coming up this weekend. Next week you have the swimming and diving championships with the basketball championships. It's one of the most hectic times in the WPIL.
No doubt, but we love it. We live for it, man.
We do.
This is what we love to do, and we're proud to be able to bring this home to you on WJPA. We're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll have second half action for you between Bentworth and Swickley Academy. First round of the Class 2A Boys Basketball Championships here on WJPA. It's all being presented by our friends at the Observer Reporter.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Second half about to get underway here at Swickley Academy High School. Sean Saputo and Nate Rigotti with you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And these high school basketball playoffs also presented by the Observer Reporter. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2025. Bentworth to start with the basketball here in the third quarter, trailing 33-12. Now moving right to left on your radio dial. Moving around, Skirbitz. Skirbitz gets a pass off near side. Harper, Hayes with it. Looks around, goes back to Harper. High perimeter. On the near side, Hayes in the corner. Hayes drops it off, Mosner. Mosner looking to get away from battles. Thought about a baseline drive. Lex to take that baseline drive, loses it on the floor, and Battles was the one who stripped it away. Swickley Academy with a slower pace to start this second half. Not a lot of movement, not a lot of pace, but ball on the floor. Great dive to keep it alive by Donnelly, and we will get a tie-up, and possession arrow stays with Swickley Academy.
Way to attack the basketball there by Bentworth.
Again, your 2-15 matchup in Class 2A. Inbound pass goes into the backcourt and picked up by Battles. 7-10 to go, third quarter. Battles and Grimsley play pitch and catch on the wing, and now Harper Harper looks to drive, stops on a dime, looks for Grimsley, but can't get it to him. He got deflected into the hands of Kane, and battles now around the perimeter. Grimsley, he starts to drive, dishes it off to Battles, and Battles has to come back and regroup right in front of the timeline. Tight defense by Hayes, but Grimsley gets it back to Kane. Kane, attacked by three defenders. Down low, Donnelly, he's blocked out of bounds. Luke Burt smacked that one away with 6:39 to go.
Tremendous defensive play there by Lucas Burt to rise to the occasion and slap that basketball away.
Inbound to Battles, and now Kane on the right wing. Back to Battles. Battles holds serve on the high right wing and plays catch with Grimsley on the opposite side. Inside, Donnelly pulls back to the perimeter, and now Battles resets with 6:20 on the third quarter clock. Still no score on either side yet in this quarter. 33-12, Swickley Academy leads. Grimsley, very methodical is Swickley Academy right now, looking to get Bentworth to make a mistake. Driving was Spencer, dishes it back Donnelly, and now Spencer, baseline drive from right to left and lays it in on the reverse.
Beautiful play underneath.
5:55 to go, 35-12. Harper drives, Euro step, throws up a floater. That one no good off back iron and into the hands of Nolan Donnelly. And quickly ahead to Kane, and Kane's going to lay it up and in.
Wasting no time, using a fast break there ahead of everybody.
Kane with 14, a game high. 37-12. Can Bentworth respawn down 25? Skirbitz back to the top. Mosner. Mosner surveys the scene, dribbles around with a pivot. Gets it to Skirbitz. Guarded man-to-man by Kane. Now it's Harper. Harper tried to go between the legs, lost the dribble on the floor, regathers with Mosner, sets a screen for him. Mosner gets it back to the far side wing. Hayes, he's going to attempt the three-pointer. He cans it from the far corner. Ben Hayes has five.
Beautiful shot there from the right side. Keeps Bentworth in it.
Second assist from Harper. Back and forth passing. Inside Donnelly, he looks to drive. He's double-teamed, kicks it out. Wide open, triple, right wing. Too easy for Caden Battles. He's got five. It's 40-15.
Easy's the way to describe it. Open look just to the right of the top of the key. Wide open for three. He nails it.
Getting a screen is Mosner. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer for Bentworth. And that one goes down on the assist from Burt. It's Harper, and he's in double figures. One thing Bentworth's done tonight, assists. They have seven baskets, have assisted six of them. Back around, three-pointer. That one airballed by Grimsley. He had made two before, and with 4:11 to go in the third, it's 40-18, and we'll get a substitution as Drew Steeles will check in.
Just trying to match each other with threes right now. Just off the mark there for Grimsley, but everybody's shooting well from beyond the arc tonight.
Pair of triples for Harper, a single three for Hayes and Skirbitz on the Bentworth side, and then for Swickley Academy, a three from Battles, a pair from Grimsley, and a triple from Steeles. But it's Bentworth with the basketball down 22, halfway through the third quarter. Hayes drives to the foul line, puts his back to the basket, turns around, misses the jumper, no good, ball on the floor, and Spencer gets the rebound.
Had the look, it just rattled out.
Battles. Little pressure from Harper, gets it up to Spencer. Over to Kane, the big man from deep. That one airmailed, but Donnelly gets the offensive rebound, and then after getting the offensive rebound, steps out of bounds and turns over the basketball.
Now in the game, number 23, Dylan Colbert.
Colbert in.
Adam Ekamba.
Ekamba into the game. Bentworth gets a pause on the inbound. 3:38 on the third quarter clock. Six guys were on the court for Swickley Academy.
Donnelly's the one who runs off.
Donnelly was like, nobody told me. I think Ekamba forgot to let him know on the way out. Mosner across the timeline with 3.5 to go in the third, down 40-18. And a steal by Kane. Kane looking to go coast to coast, and he's going to lay it up. Missed the lay-in. Rebounded by Ekamba. Actually never came up with it, and Harper's going to get the rebound. Harper looks to go coast-to-coast, draws contact, offensive foul.
Yeah, put his head down and lost control there after being able to steal that basketball away. Kane, I think he thought about the slam, decides in the last second just to low it, to lay it in.
Rob Southall will check in.
Bob Kennedy, you might hear him coming over the crowd, Mike, not happy right now with that offensive foul call.
You look at it and you see 40-18, 3:12 to go. You're thinking, you know, we're already having a tough time. It's not making it any tougher on us. Southall gets it across. Back around in a regroup with Battles. Battles carries. Turnover, Swickley Academy. One thing Swickley Academy is going to want to touch up before the second round is turnovers. 9 already for Swickley Academy in this ballgame.
Yeah, no doubt that one unforced.
Can Bentworth respond? Down 40-18 with 2:55 to go in the third. Scored 2 points in the first quarter before scoring 10 in the second. They have 6 this quarter on a pair of threes. And a shot blocked. Rebounded, though, however, but Burt stepped out of bounds and then grabbed the basketball, and another turnover for Bentworth with 2:43 to go.
Southall all over it.
The size has just been the difference in this game. That is the 5th block, too, by Swickley Academy, and he combo! He started at the left block and had enough on the bunny hop to dunk it from there. It's 42-18.
Use a little fake to get the defender to jump past, and then he has an open look right to the rim.
2:25 to go, 42-18 now. Crossover by Hayes. Hayes tries to penetrate, gets it back to Colbert, top the key. Burt, bounce pass inside to Hayes, goes back to Burt. Burt looks to drive, stops at the foul line, keeps the dribble. Right hand drive and a foul, and with 2:09 to go, free throws coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
First free throw off iron for Lucas Burt, and now the second upcoming. This one is good. 40-19 on the free throw as Aiden McMurray makes his first entrance for Bentworth in this game with 2:09 to go in the third. 42-19 in the inbound. Goes the steals. Press break by Swickley Academy with Southall. Southall loses it on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by McMurray with 2 minutes to go. Swickley Academy this season 17-4. 3 losses came by 4 points or fewer. It was a 4-point loss to Farrell, and then 2 losses to Nazareth Prep, 142-40, and then 126-25. Tull with a drive and a floater from inside the paint, no good. Ikamba gets the rebound, but then he is fouled from behind with 1:51 to go. So an in baseline inbound for Swickley Academy.
Well, you got to body him up. You got to play him closely and aggressively if you're going to try to stop him there. So I don't mind that foul from Bentworth, just trying to attack the basketball and defend him the best they can.
Swickley Academy's 4th loss on the year came to Kiski School, 65-47. And we have a timeout by Swickley Academy on the inbound. 1:51 to go in the third. 42-19 Panthers on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home.
Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Out of the timeout, baseline inbound by Swickley Academy. Triple teamed is Ikamba, and he travels in a turnover for the Panthers, and Bentworth takes over with a minute 45 to go in the third. 42-19. Driving Mosner, he goes up. He gets hacked, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair with a minute 36 to go here in the third.
Surprised Bentworth hasn't tried to do that more. I know they can't, they don't have the size to try to drive to the rim, but they can certainly drive in there and try to draw these fouls.
Tallest starter, 6'2" for Bentworth. On the side of Swickley Academy, four starters are at 6'2 or taller. First free throw does not go down for Ryan Mosner, looking for his first point of the night. He's not going to get it. Misses the second, but an offensive putback by Colbert, and he can't get that one to go down. Partially blocked by Ikamba and into the hands of South Holland. We'll get a foul with a minute and a half to go in the third up the far sideline, and that's going to be against Colbert.
Reach-in foul there, trying to get the ball back in transition.
That was the sixth block of the night by Swickley Academy. 42-19 to go, 125 in the third.
These Panthers are good, Sean. There's just no doubt about it.
This is a very quality team. Turnover on the skip pass by Spencer to the near sideline, right in front of his head coach, Mike Iuzzolino. It's the 11th Panther turnover of the night.
Not too often. You have too many high school coaches that had some NBA experience.
Very, very seldom.
Part of the Mavs organization, played over in Europe.
Harper drives, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line to shoot a pair. 101 to go in the third. We'll take a quick break on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
First free throw goes down for Chris Harper. Second free throw also goes down. First perfect trip of the game for Bentworth. 3 of 6 from the stripe for the Bearcats. And with exactly 60 seconds to go in the third, they begin a press. Down 42-21. Swickley Academy trying to break the pressure. Gets it to South Hall. South Hall gets it to Tull across the timeline. Tull loses it in the air, gets it back to Steels. Steels over to Tull. Tull on the right wing. Gets it over to the top of the perimeter. Bounce pass inside to Ikamba. Gets it back. Steels, triple. That one off front iron, no. And the rebound off the hand of Grimsley out of bounds. Dead ball to the Bearcats. Down 42-21. One thing that Swickley Academy hasn't done in this game, Nate, is they haven't really pulled away like you would have expected them to when they got the big lead. The Bearcats have really made adjustments, though, to stay in this one.
You know, they're banging bodies underneath. They've made some outside shots to keep this one from being a total blowout. They've got a chance to try to chip away here before the end of the third quarter.
Mosner finds Harper. Harper drives, loses it, gets it back, blocked out of bounds, and it steals with his second block of the night. Another dead ball rebound for the Bearcats, 10 seconds to go.
Harper with palms up the air saying, what am I supposed to do? Just good defense there by the Panthers.
Inbound pass goes to Harper. Harper keeps the ball high, dribbles inside. Gets past Ikamba, looks to get it around. Turnaround, blocked again. This time it's Grimsley into the hands of Ikamba, and that concludes three quarters of play. 42-21, Swickley Academy on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
42-21 entering the fourth quarter. Swickley Academy leading in this 215 Class 2A boys matchup. Sean Saputo, Nate Rigotti here with you on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. And these high school basketball playoffs are presented by the Observer Reporter.
All right, fourth quarter here. Bentworth, pretty strong third quarter there. Did not allow Swickley Academy to really put anything strong together.
9-9 was the score in that third quarter. McMurray has the basketball for the Bearcats. Again, going right to left. Picks up the dribble. Pivots around on the wing. Gets it over to Mosner. Mosner. Back down low. Hayes. Hayes has five in this game. Need him to get a little hot down the stretch here. Dishes it out to McMurray. McMurray looks to drive. He goes inside. Gets Southall off his feet and a travel. Lucas Burt will come back in for Bentworth.
McMurray ends up going up and down without getting rid of the basketball there.
I have that marked as the 14th Bearcat turnover in this game. 7.5 to go in the fourth. Southall bounce past the Tull. Tull with a 2-on-1. Tried to pass it inside, but right there was Burke to create the steal, his third of the game. Harper trying to cross over Steels, looking to drive baseline. Poke from behind and fouled. And Steels is the guilty party with 7:15 to go in the fourth.
Tried to poke away the basketball and pokes the arm and gets called for that foul. One thing about Swickley Academy, man, they got a deep roster.
Yeah.
They've cycled guys in and out. Played about 10 guys now.
Yep, that is 10. 10 guys in and out. Baseline inbound goes to Mosner.
When you have two guys that are 6'8", you can cycle those guys in and out too.
And actually, Kane has not played much in this third and fourth quarter. It's been a combo. Ball on the floor. Three-pointer, Harper off the front of the rim, no good. And Southall collects his fourth rebound. He's getting chased from behind by McMurray. Picks up the dribble. Regroup and holding on to the basketball is Caden Battles.
Yeah, and that might be a reason why that score's been not running away. Mamadou Kane has spent a lot of time on the bench in the second half.
Battles, 15-footer goes down, and that is now 7 for Caden Battles, 44-21. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Step back jumper. This one from Hayes off the rim, no good. And skying for the rebound is Lucas Burt. He's trying to go up on the left block. He gets it over top, no good. And a rebound into the hands of Grimsley. Quickly ahead comes Steals and regroups with Battles atop the perimeter with 6:10 to go. And for this Swickley Academy team, only one senior that really gets playing time, and that's Donnelly. Ball on the floor, Steele's lost it. Pass back around. Jack Jew and Henry Latte are the other two seniors. Three-pointer, far corner, that one can! Caden Battles is in double figures with 10, 47-21. Drew Steele's. Could have just told me, Nate. That's okay.
Sorry.
Drew Steele's his second three. He's got 6. I looked quickly into that corner. So Drew Steele's with 6. 47-21 still. Backdoor cut and a lay-in. That one beautifully done by Ben Hayes. He's got 7.
Pretty play there by Hayes. Right to the rim.
Steele's gets the pass ahead. Southall, he's going to drive inside. Lay it off the glass with a little smack of the hand on the back of it. And he's got 4.
Not only are the Panthers tall, we've talked about their size all night, but they're fast. They're able to get up that floor quickly.
McMurray looking to drive, loses it on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Adam Ikamba. And that's going to be his third. for the big man.
Sometimes just the size differential works in Shadair. You get down, you make a little contact, and the other guy has to go flying, and you're so much bigger than him, it ends up drawing a whistle.
Southall is going to check out. Kane is going to re-enter. Did not play much in the third quarter. He had 10 in the first, and then he had 2 points in each the second and third quarters. 49-23. Inbound pass goes with 5 minutes left in regulation. Pass to the near side. Getting a screen, driving Hayes. Pull-up jumper from the left elbow, no good. And the rebound by Grimsley. Head with it. Bounce pass. Battles. Euro step. An easy lay-in, Mamadou Kane. And it's 51-23.
And now you're close to Mercy Rule territory. Especially with Kane back in. He comes in less than a minute. He's got points.
51-23, pass ahead, Hayes. Hayes driving on Grimsley. And we're going to get a bump. Called on the drive. 4.5 to go in the fourth, and this foul is going to be on Grimsley. That is Grimsley's first, and checking in is Jamier Guyton.
And in number 10, Jamier Guyton.
Baseline inbound, far side, inside, looking to go up strong. Layup, no good, blocked by Ikamba on the layup. Rebound into the hands of Battles, and he gets it ahead. Steals, pulls back, gets it inside. Kane, and calling. The clock never started. So they're going to let the clock wind down to 4:25. Burt was the one who missed the layup. That was a block by Ikamba. Baseline inbound underneath the far side of the basket. Goes into Ikamba. He lays it in. Ikamba with 6 points on the assist from steals.
And now the clock can run.
53-23, Mercy Roll in effect as we have not even reached the midway point. Pass high for Hayes from Harper and the turnover for Bentworth. Clock continues to roll as we reach the midway point of the fourth. Referee stopping the game to make sure the clock's running. Now we're going to have an officials conference. One official was unsure of what the Mercy Roll scoring was. Tried to get the clock to stop. The other two said, nope, it's 30. 3:40 to go. Pass over. Guyton back atop. Steals Fark wing now. Looking inside, Ikamba, he's going to drive in the interior, lay it off the glass, and he's fouled. And Ikamba will go to the line to shoot a pair. We'll take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Ikamba hits the first free throw. A pair of subs come in. Steals exits, and Tall comes in for Swickley Academy. I have a couple more substitutions as Southall is going to return for Mamadou Kane. So Swickley Academy is going to start getting some of the names that are you'll see in the starting lineup a lot throughout the playoffs. Some rest with 3:20 to go. Ikamba misses the back end. Rebounded inside by Burt. 5 rebounds on the night for Burt. Head with it. Mosner drops it inside. Hayes back to Mosner. Thought about a three. Passes up on it. And the pass inside. Missed by Levi Urcho. And rebounded by Ikamba. And we'll get a quick substitution timeout with 2:56 to go. And that's going to get Nolan Donnelly onto the floor. And also for Bentworth, Aiden McMurray as the clock continues to run. And Christopher Harper is going to step off the floor for the first time tonight. We're also going to get another Swickley Academy sub in the form of Isaac Sumare.
Yeah, 3 seniors for Bentworth. Getting some time today.
three-pointer from Tall. He cans the triple. Connor Tall for three on the assist from Guyton. And it's now 57-23. 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. McMurray with it in the far corner. McMurray hesitates, gets it back to the wing. Inside pass, stopped is Mosner. Back out, looking to drive, backing down Burt. Burt throws it away out of bounds on the far side, and back in will be Dylan Colbert, and Lucas Burt will come out of the game. And Chris Tall will enter for Swickley Academy. So the Tull brothers out on the floor for Swickley Academy, both freshmen. Isaac Sumare, a freshman. Rob Southall, a freshman. And then you have the lone senior that gets a lot of playing time in Nolan Donnelly in what will be his final game on this floor. 1:20 to go in the fourth. Southall backing down the defender. Just makes a nice backwards move. Misses the layup, but it's rebounded and fouled is Nolan Donnelly, so the senior will head to the line to shoot a pair.
Run some more time off the clock there.
106 to go, and the free throw off the front of the iron, no good. Substitution, Matt Bahana comes in for Bentworth, and the senior, Henry Latte, takes the floor.
Senior for Bentworth, Aiden McMurray, comes off to some applause from the Bentworth fans as well.
Both free throws do not go down for Donnelly. Driving inside, layup no good, another block. This time it's Southall who gets his second and the fifth rebound. Pass ahead, Donnelly stops on a dime, goes up and under, misses the layup, but he's fouled and will head back to the line to shoot two more. And the foul is called on Matt Bahana. Stops the clock with 41.8 to go in the fourth quarter.
I tell you, this Swickley Academy team absolutely could go win a WPL championship at the Pete.
A matchup between them as the first free throw goes down, 58-23 now. You just look at this bracket, you could get a really good matchup with Swickley Academy and Jeanette if that goes down. And if you get to the final, Swickley Academy and Greensburg Central Catholic can be a really good one.
Yeah, the semifinals and finals for this classification. I mean, it's just so big.
Three-pointer can. Matt Bahana off the bench for Bentworth as the junior cans the triple, 59-26. Ahead, Tull gets it to Latte. Latte goes back to Tull. Latte with it. Latte thought about a three. He's going to dribble to the corner, get it back to Tull. Tull. Regroups, goes back to Latte. Latte guarded in the face. Back to Tull, and it's going to go into the hands of the senior Donnelly, who will hold the basketball, bounce it over to Latte. Latte's going to take the triple. Off back iron, no, but it's going to end the game. Final score, Swickley Academy 59, Bentworth 26, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. These high school basketball playoffs also presented by the Observer Reporter. Sean Spudo, Nate Rigotti here with you. Post-game at Swickley Academy High School, where the two-seed cruises past Bentworth, the 15-seed, by a final score of 59-26.
Well, Swickley Academy is as good as advertised. We knew the Panthers would be really good in this one. Tough matchup for the Bearcats here tonight. Had to win the pigtail to even get to the first round of the WPIL playoffs. But, man, Swickley Academy has the size, the speed, the talent, the finesse to really go win a trophy, to go win the WPIL championship. Took care of the Bearcats tonight. Just no answer.
There wasn't. And when you're Bentworth, they had a solid year, honestly. 11-11 overall, 7-7 in section play this year. But unfortunately for a team like Bentworth, a lot of the teams that they play within that area, they do not have the height, the size, the speed, the physicality that a team like Swickley Academy has. I mean, you're talking a list of six-footers plus down the line for Swickley Academy. And the two bigs for Bentworth coming at 6'2". It's hard to match up sometimes in these early round games.
Boundary school versus a non-boundary
yep.
school. And that's the reality. It's you know, you see the performance Kane put on tonight. It's his first year with the team. Like, Bentworth doesn't have that opportunity to go find guys that are 6'8" and bring them to their school. It just doesn't happen, and it's hard. It's absolutely hard for any school like Bentworth to try to compete with that.
And it's time to recognize our player of the game. It's brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Your Washington County College Center, operated by Community College Beaver County, player of the game is Mamadou Keynes. Oh. 16 points, 10 of which came in the first quarter, 5 rebounds, and a pair of steals for the 6'8" freshman.
And he spent most of the second half on the bench, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, they did not use him like they could have. I don't think you're going to see him sit the bench that much longer throughout the playoffs. But, I mean, he missed that layup at one point, and they said, okay, you're going to sit on the bench for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I mean, they were already up 20 points at the time because he's just so good. Yeah. I mean, he could have put up 40 points tonight if he plays, you know, every minute of every quarter.
It was a 22-2 run that opened the game, and that was really the – Swickley Academy wanted to put an early exclamation point on it, did so with that 22-2 run. Following Kane with 8 points was Lucas Grimsley, 7 from Caden Battles, 6 from Drew Steeles, 5 from Adam Ekamba, and Rob Southall chipped in with 4 points. Also, Nolan Donnelly had 5 points, 3 points from Connor Tull, and 2 points from Amari Spencer. Just distributive scoring all the way around for Swickley Academy. On the flip side, for Bentworth, 12 points, Christopher Harper, the leading scorer. And then followed by Ben Hayes with 7, 3 points apiece for Ross Skirbitz and Matt Bahana, and a single point from Lucas Burt. But another key factor to this game, the rebounding margin, 26-13 in favor of Swickley Academy.
Man, that's just the size. There's just nothing you can do if you're Bentworth when you're playing a couple of guys at 6'8". But, you know, decent season for Bentworth. They finished 11-11 overall, finished 7-7 in the section. They made the playoffs. They won the play-in game to even get here to the first round. I mean, a lot of Class 2A, the biggest in the state in boys basketball, and they're able to make the playoffs and get to the bracket and play a first-round game. You have to be happy after yep. after being able to beat Southside.
Final line scores for Swickley Academy, 19-14, 9-17 for a total of 59. For Bentworth, 2-10, 9-5 for a total of 26. We want to thank our sponsors, The Observer Reporter, Local Voices, Your Stories, Jared Hoffman Realtor with the LaRocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., 7 days a week. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. That's going to do it for us from Swickley Academy. The Panthers improved to 18-4 and move into the quarterfinals of Class 2A. We'll face the winner of Chartiers Houston and Shenango on Thursday. For Nate Rigotti, I am Sean Saputo. Thanking you for joining us tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.